Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new ciabatta collection. How do you want it?
Ooh, I'll take the slam poetry.
Sure.
Italian ciabatta with fresh mozzarella. When hunger reigns, you're my flavor umbrella. Tasty garlic steak and provolone. With you, my taste buds are never alone. Savory chicken pesto, you have my affection. For you complete the ciabatta collection. Thank you. Get them before they're gone at Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
You'll have to fight with something to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack! Situation! What's your snacking on?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Snack Situation. It's the podcast where me, Chris Sims, I guess I should say where I, Chris Sims, and my good friend, my partner in snacking, Matt Wilson, we eat snacks and put them on a list based on how much we like them, and we get money for this. It's a great scam. Matt, how are you today?
We nominally get money for this. I think we mainly get money for ranking comic book stories, but...
Yes. We get money for experiencing things and telling you how good they are in relation to other things. What we need to do is combine the snacks list and the Every Story Ever list and really get into whether or not popcorn is better than, like, Watchmen.
Yes, it's better. But thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new ciabatta collection. How do you want it?
Ooh, I'll take the slam poetry.
Sure.
Italian ciabatta with fresh mozzarella. When hunger reigns, you're my flavor umbrella. Tasty garlic steak and provolone. With you, my taste buds are never alone. Savory chicken pesto, you have my affection. For you complete the ciabatta collection. Thank you. Get them before they're gone at Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
On Snack Situation, we're like a day or two late, so sorry. But this is technically the Snack Situation special for November. And we are going to dive into something that we've had for a while, but have not been able to actually get into and try.
We've had these bad boys since June.
Since June. But they're mostly like individually wrapped. I don't think we're going to have the Chinese snack bag, the China Beijing special product issue where these are like going to be stale. Because these are mostly like wrapped candies, individually wrapped candies.
And they are also, I don't know if you have kept yours in the container in which they were given to us, but they were like, this has been in Tupperware.
Yeah, it's in like
it is sealed.
It's in like a little Tupperware container. This is a collection of Vietnamese candies given to us by Luke Hare.
That's right. Luke took a little trip to Vietnam and came back. He got himself some shoes. And he got for us a grip of snacks.
Quite a grip. And there are doubles in here. I think there's two of each thing.
Okay. Which is, I guess it's not too weird, but, you know, he did give us one each, so it's not like we're splitting one.
Yeah, but I think, you know, maybe if we want to go in for another try, or if we like something, I guess, particularly, we can have another one. But much like the Beijing special product bag.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot on here that is readable.
Not for us.
Most of these labels, yes, for English speakers, I should say, who do not know Vietnamese. Because most of the writing on these packages is in Vietnamese. Occasionally, there is something that is in, you know, Latinate letters or in English. But overwhelmingly, everything is in Vietnamese. So
yeah, and the stuff that tends to have English on it is just like it's hard candy. And you know, one says apple candy, pineapple, coffee candy. But that's about it.
Yeah, there's one in here that's peppermint.
Yeah. There is something called Tien Huang, which is written in English and looks a lot like what we experienced in the Beijing special product.
It's in our letters. It's still Vietnamese, but it's in our letters. So
letters over which we have ownership. We have claimed them.
That's right. So already looking at this, it's different from the Chinese snacks. Pretty markedly different from the Chinese snacks. Mm-hmm. Because there's more recognizably what I would call candy in here.
Uh-huh.
Which there was not a lot of in the Chinese snacks. Like as you described, some of it there's hard candy. There are like gummy or gelatinous things in here, but they're not like big cubes, like big hunks of gel.
Did not like those big hunks of gel.
Yeah, they were not the best. These
are you and me, right? We're going big hunks of gel.
Well, the more of the show we do, the more of that we will be.
Big gelatinous hunks, you and me.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple gel boys. Okay, so I'm looking at one that's like a strawberry jelly. And it's not the same at all. It's much smaller. And it looks like it's covered in sugar.
Yeah, I mean, this looks very much like a – like this – you could get this at Walgreens.
Yeah.
Get this in the nice line.
So I think this might fall more in line with what we are used to, but, you know, we have been proven wrong before.
Yeah.
So
we're going to – I guess we're just going to do like our usual tasting of these. We have all told – it's got to be – about a dozen different products. Are we going to try and go through all these, Matt?
Yeah, I think we're going to try to go through them quick because I don't think we can break this up into two. There's not enough.
Yeah.
So we'll just do a quick taste of each thing.
I also do not want to eat all of these.
Oh, no, we're just going to taste them. I don't think we're going to eat them. Like, right. Even the hard candy, I don't think I'm going to put completely in my mouth. I'm just going to like run it across my tongue and then.
That's thank you for turning our podcast into erotica.
Look. I'm just describing my process. If people want to take things a certain way, look, if you think of me as that kind of sexual creature, that's on you.
Matt, between the two of us, who do you think the listeners are going to write more erotic fan fiction about? I think it's got to be you.
They're all going to be about us together.
I mean, that's nice. That's nice to think that we could be like, you know, like that close.
So, here's where I'm thinking we're going to start.
Where are we going?
It's the morning time. This is a morning recording, which is rare for us.
It's close to lunchtime, but it is morning. I just finished my last cup of coffee.
Well, okay, so. It's the coffee hour, right? It's time.
Coffee hour.
It's time for drinking coffee. So let's try this coffee candy.
Okay.
It's in like a gold wrapper.
I would say probably like the most attractive packaging. Arguably the least attractive actual candy.
It's like a little barrel
it's like
of candy.
It's like a little rabbit poop.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try this out here.
All right. Let's do it.
I mean, it tastes like coffee, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
You know what it would taste like? Because it's a very light flavor.
It's not at all a strong flavor like I would associate with a coffee candy.
Yeah. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like if you took coffee and froze it into like coffee ice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you licked that almost like it was a coffee lollipop.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that kind of like almost like watered down taste to it.
I mean, I do not dislike this. I actually quite like this.
The taste is not bad. It's just it's not strong.
Now, Matt, have you ever had like a pocket coffee?
No.
It's a candy made by Ferrero.
Okay.
And it's literally like a chocolate, like it's like a gusher made out of chocolate with fucking espresso inside it. It does not fuck around. It is literally like coffee you keep in your pocket until you want to eat some coffee candy. And that, what I'm getting at is that has a very strong flavor.
Okay. This is
– So this is pleasant. This is nice.
The opposite of strong. It is
– Yeah.
I don't want to call it weak, but it's a not overwhelming coffee flavor.
It is the opposite of strong.
I mean, yes.
Mild is what we want to call it. A mild coffee flavor. I like it.
Yes.
A little sweet, which is how I take my coffee, but I like this. This is good.
So, Chris, I think maybe we should start with what – is going to maybe be the worst thing, so we can work our way up.
Okay, so we've had our coffee. We've had our coffee.
We've gotten a pick-me-up. There's a thing in here. It is like a cube of gel or a rectangular prism of gel called the Kyo.
The most appetizing shape of food.
Sure. Kyo Choi Toy. Do you see it? It's kind of purple.
I got one. It's like a Jolly Rancher's dad.
But soft.
Like.
like a Jolly Rancher got old, got soft. Oh, the label just came off as I was taking it apart.
Okay.
Or opening it.
I'm trying to get this guy open.
It's a lot of wrapping on this. Well, I think there's an expectation when you see this, because you call it a Jolly Rancher's dad, that this is going to be grape. It's almost definitely not going to be grape.
It's not going to be grape. It's sticky.
Yeah,
ooh, not a fan sticky. Of the smell. Not a fan of the smell. We should really, like, we should label this first, like, season of Snack Situation. We should have just called it Snack Situation : World Tour.
I like that. I do like that. All right, I'm going to take a bite of this.
Okay. Oh, very
it's
tough.
Thick.
It's very thick. Thick. I do not like this.
Mm-mm.
Mm. Right, I finally got a little hunk off of it.
Mm. Oh, no idea what that flavor is supposed to be.
No.
It's almost like a caramel.
It's no.
With like a gritty berry flavor.
It's got to be that. What did we find out the Chinese candies were the flavor that we could not identify? Was it hawthorn berry?
Haw berry or hawthorn berry. Yeah. I don't know that that's what this is. I have no idea what this is. I guess it probably is hawthorn berry, but those were red and looked like cherries. This is purple, so who knows?
I do not like it. I
have
don't,
nothing to go
I
on.
Don't like it.
I could look up chuoy tuoy.
I mean, maybe we should. We should find out as much about these as we can.
It's apparently a banana candy. It's banana.
Not a fan. Thumbs down.
Everything I'm seeing is saying that it's banana, so go figure. Okay. You want to cleanse the palate? You want to try the – because we know that this jelly in the pink wrapper with the sugar on it is strawberry.
Yep.
At least we know what it is going into it.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Again, difficult wrapper.
All right, it's not bad. Again, very mild flavor. Very mild, but like recognizably strawberry and recognizably sweet. Oh, but there's a little weird taste.
There's a leafiness to this.
Yeah, there's a leafiness. That's exactly what it is, Matt. Like, I was eating it, and then like right at the end, it was like, oh, would you like some grass? Like, that is a –
It's like you're eating a strawberry with the little leaves on top.
It's like you are putting that whole boy in your mouth.
Yeah, that whole boy is going. I don't hate it, but it's not the best.
I don't hate
my favorite.
It is the thing. Because it's a leafiness, but it's kind of like a mint leafiness. I do not dislike this. So far, we are going ups and downs. We got a sine wave going.
It does not meet my expectations for strawberry candy, but it's not bad.
Do not dislike. Kind of enjoy. Now, are we going to go through the things that we do recognize first? Because we've got these hard candies, and then we've got some unidentified creatures.
I reached for the Tian Huang.
Okay.
And I'm going to look that up, too, to see if I can see any information about what it is.
I looked it up, and I just found a bunch of Vietnamese restaurants named Tian Huang.
That is what I'm also finding, yes.
Yeah. But Tian Huang candy is pulling up some different stuff. I'm just finding places where you can – like this thing I'm looking at just says more info. Tian Huang candy, 500 grams. So it's sesame sprinkled candy.
Yes, there's sesame on the outside of this. There definitely appears to be some kind of nut embedded in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's peanut. It's peanut.
It reminds me of some of the stuff that we got in the Chinese bag.
Yes.
But the Chinese – those things didn't have peanuts.
Yeah, I've got mine out of the package. It smells good. Fine.
Yeah, it does smell good. It smells like peanuts. All right, let's try it.
Okay. It's a little tough. A little tough.
Odd texture.
Well, it's because it's got sesame seeds and peanuts in it.
And like the what would you would expect to be like caramel or something is not that.
Yeah, it's just like gelatin holding it all together, and it's a brick. It's a tough gelatin.
It doesn't taste bad.
Yeah, it doesn't taste bad, but it also doesn't taste sweet. Like you would
there's
think,
no
like,
sweetness
oh, that,
at all.
That, yeah, it's just you just taste the sweetness of like a peanut and some sesame seeds. It's again not bad, but it's like a weird candy. It's very savory, actually.
The gel stuff is totally flavorless.
Completely flavorless. It's just sesame and peanut.
Yeah. So, like, neither of those flavors is bad at all. But it's hard. Like, it's hard to eat.
It's tough. I don't dislike it. But it is, it's weirdly savory for something that is described as candy.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. I have a green package.
You got the green package that, like, with the yellow sweater on it?
With the yellow sweater on, yes.
Okay. Now, did you just snap a picture of these, Matt, for our listeners? Moviefighters.tumblr.com?
I snapped a picture of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose I will snap pictures of all the wrappers when we're done.
Well, it was very nice of Luke to give us doubles of everything, so we do have some to eat and some to snap pictures of. This is a caramel, yeah. Matt.
It is a caramel.
It was a hard candy. It's a caramel.
Oddly shaped. I think this might be because it got melted.
Yes.
At some point.
I mean, this did journey from Vietnam to Ohio, where Luke lives, then to Charlotte, North Carolina, then to Durham, then to Asheville in the summertime. It's been a yes. they've been in the queue for a while.
It's had quite a journey.
Yeah.
This is not a caramel. I would call it a nougat.
Okay. Are we eating it? Are we doing this?
I took a bite, yeah.
That's kind of hurt my teeth. Yeah, nougaty. Not bad.
Nougaty. Not bad.
Tough. But I think that might be on account of the melting. No, we have okay. We have its brothers. We have its three brothers as well.
There's a red one. And there's an orange one.
All in sweaters. All in sweaters.
All in sweaters. Yeah. Okay. So I guess let's just do all those at once. I'm opening the red one.
Got the red one going. Looks basically the same. Is there a chance that these are just like the same thing?
No, I think they're different.
Okay.
Because we have two of each.
No discernible difference for me.
Yeah, pretty much the same. Huh. Red is pretty much the same.
The orange?
Well, oh, no. A little sweeter.
You think it's a little sweeter
on the red? Yeah.
Let me have a sip of water here before I go into this orange guy. Ahem. All right.
A little sweeter, and the more I chew it, like the softer it gets.
That happens with most food.
Okay, yes. Okay, yeah, okay. Thank you.
I mean, if that's not happening, I'm afraid that what you are eating is not food.
Yeah. I think, but like, a slightly different texture compared to the green one is what I'm trying to say. The green one more like fell apart when I chewed it. Mm-hmm. The red one more like just like stayed together but got softer. I don't know how else to explain it.
I'm eating an orange one. Mine is shaped like a like kind of a camel, like a camel's head, or maybe mm-hmm. a horse's head. That's how it's melted.
The orange one is very similar to the green one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think these are just.
I don't know the difference between these.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do we have? Oh, there's also a blue one.
There's also a blue one. Yeah. That's what I'm eating now. The exact same.
So these are all the same.
They're all the same. I mean, they're fine. They're fine. They're very nougaty. I like these. These are good.
Yeah, they're not bad.
One big misstep for the Vietnamese candy so far and is that awful Jolly Rancher's dad. Everything else has been very good. Very good to perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, I don't know if I would call any of this really very good, but
I like that coffee candy.
Certainly not bad. Certainly not bad.
So here's what we have left, Matt. We have a peppermint, we have a pineapple, mm-hmm. and an apple hard candy. We have something called Ginger Bond with honey lemon.
Yep.
Which I'm very curious about. And then we have a unidentified jelly that I'm terrified of.
Well, let's get the jelly out of the way.
Okay.
It's in like a yellow package with like filigree on it.
Oh, it's got a strong smell.
Oh, good. It's covered in sugar, much like the strawberry thing. Gritty. It's gritty. Oh, Chris, it's gritty.
This is like late 80s comics, man. It's real gritty.
It doesn't taste like anything. There's no flavor at all.
Like sugar and grit.
So it's all a texture experience, and the texture experience is very bad.
Which I think would be the name of our tag team. Sugar and
texture
grit.
Experience. Oh, I see.
Sugar and grit, the texture experience. That could be a good name. It's kind of nothing.
Yeah, there's no flavor at all. But the texture is not good.
I'm sugar, right? I gotta be sugar.
Yeah, you're sugar, I'm grit.
Yeah. The texture experience.
Okay, let's go with a peppermint. Because I have a feeling I know what that's gonna taste like.
Well, here's what I'm saying. We have experienced like European candies, Australian candies, very much in line with like what we expect from America. Like even Mexican candies. Our experience with Asian candies has been completely different flavor profiles. You know, stuff like hawthorn berries, and so getting like the Southeast Asian version of a very familiar flavor of peppermint. I'm curious to see if it's stronger, if it's milder. How this goes. This is the same shape as the coffee. It's like a barrel. It's like Donkey Kong's going to chuck this at you.
Yeah, my expectation is that this is going to be much like the coffee candy. Flavor we recognize, but maybe milder. Let's see.
Which is nice because like I can like you know the little peppermints that you can get at a restaurant. You know the red and white ones, the peppermints. Like yeah. Those are just like they're not great.
They're not great. They're not great.
Right, here we go with this guy.
Yeah, exactly what I expected.
That is peppermint. Just a little milder.
A little milder peppermint.
Not bad.
I like it. I like it more than more than mints you get at a restaurant.
Yeah. It's a little chalky, but most peppermints are.
Well, the thing about peppermints you get at a restaurant is that they're cloyingly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not. This is good.
You gotta freshen up your mouth after you eat that Bob Evans breakfast scramble.
That's right. All right, what's next? Are we going to do the ginger bond?
I think we should save the ginger bond for last because I have no idea what the ginger bond is going to be. I assume it's going to be ginger, honey, and lemon. But, like, it's like there's a baseline ginger bond that we don't even know about. So let's go through apple and pineapple.
What it says on the ginger bond is ginger bond with honey lemon. Ginger candy. So I think
this one's actually almost completely – this one has everything in English. Ingredients, sugar, tapioca starch, ginger, vegetable fat, natural identical honey flavor, honey, and lemon concentrate. That's what's in this guy. So
identical honey flavor.
A little weird.
All right. Pineapple candy or apple candy?
Let's do pineapple.
All right.
This is like a Jolly Rancher's older brother.
Pineapple, my least favorite Jolly Rancher.
This is like, you know Andor from Street Fight?
Yes.
All these hard candies are like all the different Andors. Like if Andor Jr. is a Jolly Rancher, then we're getting all the different Andors. This one's like weirdly sticky. Is yours sticky?
It is sticky. There's like a
non-zero chance that Luke is poisoning us. I do want to throw that out there.
Not a thought I really wanted to have.
He's a very nice young man. He's a very nice young man. Okay, here we go. Pineapple.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
A little tart.
That's a strong-ass flavor.
It's tart. I don't mind it. I like it more than a pineapple jelly or a pineapple lifesaver.
That is a that's a strong flavor.
You really get that pineapple. Like, it tastes like a pineapple. Like, it's not like the fakey candy pineapple we get in the U.S. Mm-hmm. I'm good with it.
Yeah, that,
I'm good.
That tastes like a real ass pineapple. This is good.
Yeah. Let's see how apple measures up. Apple is similarly, it's similarly sticky. Unlike the peppermint and coffee candies, these hard candies, even though they're the same shape, have an inner wrapper in addition to the outer wrapper.
Yeah. The fruit ones do.
Okay, apple goes back to very mild.
Okay.
Mmm.
Mmm. But this is very, this is a very apple candy flavor.
Yes.
You know that I am an apple fan.
You are indeed.
Mmm.
Not bad. Mm. Not bad. Not as good as the pineapple.
Not as good as the pineapple.
But I would, I wouldn't turn it down. Like, it's the hard candies.
I would not seek this out, but if it was like, if I just reached into the candy dish and came out with apple, like, if I, like, you know, it would be fine. It would be fine.
The hard candies are all doing okay.
Again, only bad things have been those weird bricks of gelatin.
All right, ginger bond time.
All right, here
hard
we go.
Hard to open.
Yeah, it is, especially with my fingers all sticky from those other things. All right, let's. Oh, I can't get this guy. Oh, this is a squishy one. This must be what the tapioca starch is all about.
I think it's all kind of like melted in here, so it's going to be hard to get to.
Smells like a cough drop. Makes sense. Ginger, honey, lemon, those are cough drop flavors.
Smells like a cough drop.
I would not eat a cough drop recreationally, is the thing, is my whole thing.
I like lemon, the ones that are basically lemon candies.
I think your favorite candy is a cough drop is like a better burn than your favorite movie is a book. Your favorite book is two books.
Okay. I mean, I didn't say it was my favorite candy.
I don't say, like, for future reference, if you want to burn anybody for being boring, just tell them their favorite candy is a cough drop.
I mean, that is pretty good. That's pretty solid. All right. I can't even get this out of the wrapper.
It's hard. I had to, like, tug on it.
Because it's all melted, like, mm-hmm. onto the wrapper. So I'm just going to, like, take a tiny little bite.
Oh, it's really stretchy. Mm. Oh, it's really chewy.
Holy shit, it burns.
That's
some serious ginger.
Oh my god. Oh, it's got a ginger burn to it. Mmm. That's like, mmm. Oh, that's gingery. And it's so sticky.
That's intense. Holy moly.
Oh my god. Ooh, it's still in there.
Still, yeah.
They put some pepper on it. Ooh. Oh, Matt. Like, Matt, you're from the South. Did you ever drink like a Blenheim ginger ale?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like somebody solidified a Blenheim ginger ale. Ginger bond. Whew. Spicy.
If this was a hard candy, I think I would love it.
Yeah, it's the stretchiness. Like, mine like tripled in length when I was trying to bite it in half.
It's like,
and if I put that whole thing in my mouth, I feel like I could not open my mouth right now.
It's like if they made Airhead cough drops.
It is. That's exactly what it's like.
I don't hate that, but I wouldn't willingly seek it out either.
I still feel it burning behind my teeth.
It's burning, and like I have the burning sensation on my tongue still.
This is like when you go to like the sushi restaurant and you get the pickled ginger on the side as a palate cleanser. That's what this is like, but as a candy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of into it though. You're right. Like, if it was not quite so squishy, quite so stretchy, I think we'd really be into it. Interesting flavor.
If it was a hard candy, I think I would like it a lot. As it is, the squishiness takes something away from it. So, ranking time. All of this is better than Beijing Special Product.
All of this is better than Beijing Special Product. All of it. I think I would put this in terms of like variety. I think this might be better than our Euro snacks, even. Because we got like a bunch, like, we were surprised by a lot of stuff. Now, that Hawthorne gelatin pulls it down.
There were highs and lows in this.
I've never done this before in a snack situation. I spat it out. Like, that thing, no thank you. That thing is bad news. That's the bad news bears. But everything else, like, the hard candies were good. The mild flavors weren't, like, weak. They were nice. The pineapple flavor was like unexpectedly intense and very tart, as you said. I liked that.
The thing is, I would eat any of those Euro Snacks candy bars before, like, I popped one of these coffee candies.
Okay, okay. How do you feel it relates to some of these other Euro Snacks, the Polish snacks that we got, like Kavinki or Kinder Country or the Milky Way Crispy Roll?
Kavinki was good.
Kavinki was very good.
Kinder Country is where it started to get less good.
Started to go sour on you?
Sour literally, because the milky flavor.
It did have that milky flavor. It had that rich milk filling.
It's definitely better than Milky Way Crispy Roll. I think the big question is, would we rank this above Kinder Country? I think I would.
I think I would too.
Then between
I was very impressed by the variety.
Yeah, between Kavinki and Kinder Country, I think is where the Vietnamese snacks go.
That's good. That's a good spot on this list.
That's top that puts half it above, of the list.
Pepsi Fire. That puts it above Mountain Dew Black Label, which was our favorite of the awful Mountain Dews, and it puts it like right below a bunch of like very rich, chocolatey Euro snacks.
All right, before we finish up this episode, Chris, there's one last thing I want to do.
Okay.
Because when we did the Reese's Cups episode, I really wanted to do this, and I could not because the store down the street from me didn't have them, even though they usually have them all the time. A week later, after we recorded that episode, they had them, and I was able to buy them, the original Boyer Milk Chocolate Peanut Butter Cups.
Hey, Matt, hold the fucking phone. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Brother, I just went to my refrigerator because I kind of forgot about this. Because for the past month, in my fridge has been sitting Boyer's Butterscotch Smoothie Peanut Butter Cups and Boyer's Jimmy Sticks.
Love it. Okay, so here's the thing about Boyer's. Boyer's, if you don't know the name of the company, Boyer is the company that makes Mallow Cup.
Uh-huh.
That's their main deal. But they also make peanut butter cups. Now, I took the peanut butter cup out of its wrapper. Mm-hmm. And it instantly looks old-fashioned and homemade. Like, the chocolate on top is not smooth. It's like somebody used a knife on top to, like, try to smooth it out, but it's not perfect. You know what I'm saying? It looks like somebody made this peanut butter cup at home.
Yeah. I'm opening up my butterscotch flavored smoothie peanut butter cups. Weird that they're called smoothie because they are not smooth. And mine's the same way. It's like artisan. It's like crafted.
Like crafted. Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna try mine. Try yours, and we'll see how we do.
Now mine does have the advantage of having been in the fridge for a while, so it is cold to the touch.
Okay. The peanut butter is like sand. It's so gritty.
Mine's pretty good.
I hate mine. Oh, no.
Mine's good.
Is it like sand?
No, the peanut butter's fine.
The peanut butter in mine is literally like it tastes like peanut butter, but the texture, like if I touch it, it attaches to my finger like grains of sand.
Mine's good. But here's the deal with mine. It's not butterscotch filling. It's if you look at a Reese's cup, everything that's chocolate is butterscotch on this. So it's a butterscotch outer side. And it's pretty tasty.
This is not.
King Reese's strikes again, man.
Give me a Reese's any day.
I will say this. I would prefer a Reese's cup to this.
Yeah, Reese's wins. Reese's wins, hands down.
Can't fuck with Reese's. Reese's has that shit on lock.
They really do.
Now, did you have a second one, Matt? Because I do have this package of Jimmy Sticks.
I don't have a second one. Try those Jimmy Sticks, though.
All right, now, Jimmy Sticks are milk chocolate and peanut butter covered pretzel sticks. So it's got a pretzel interior, then it's got a layer of peanut butter, then it's got the chocolate on the outside. So it's a little elaborate. And we should say, the Boyer Company, Mellow Cups, pretty unfuckwithable.
Pretty unfuckwithable. That's what they have on lock.
Yeah, if you want a candy with like some gooey insides, there's nothing gooier than a Mellow Cup. Oh, these Jimmy Sticks are big, too. These are probably about the size of a pocket knife.
What I love about this show is how you could take so much of what we say out of context and make it mm-hmm. dirty. Mm-hmm. You could use it in that slash fiction that we were talking about earlier.
I did just literally say something was hard and I had to tug on it. Like,
you did.
Jimmy Stick, Matt. Jimmy
good
Stick.
Shit?
Jimmy Sticks is good.
Good shit. Mm. Okay. Well, that's a good note to end on. I'm going to throw away this sandy.
Listen to this. You hear that?
Mm. Oh, there's a crunch. Listen to that crunch.
Are we ranking these?
No, because we don't each have them. We don't each have them.
Is this just a bonus?
This is just a bonus. I'm going to throw away this sandy peanut butter cup and go buy some Jimmy Sticks, I guess.
Jimmy Sticks. Yes.
Hey, guess what, listeners? These snack situation specials are made possible by our supporters on Patreon. If you head over to patreon.com/warrocketajax, kick in as little as $1 a month, these specials will continue on a monthly basis. Our theme music is by Matt Fisher. If you would like to send us a snack or you want to get in touch, send us an email at moviefighterscast@gmail.com. And I believe that is all the end of show information I have for you. We will be back with another snack situation special sometime in December. We are either going to be trying an assortment of Tim Tams that we've been sent from Australia, or we might do some special holiday snacks. Either way, come back and join us. Thanks for listening, everybody. Chris, do you want to give everybody that Jimmy Stick crunch one more time?
I finished eating it while you were talking. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you heard it earlier, so
like replay it, remix it,
make a song out of it.
Yeah, turn it into a beat.
Hey, Boyer Company, if you want to sponsor us, let us know. I can't vouch for your peanut butter cups, but you got Mallet cups on lock and Jimmy Sticks. So, see you next time, everybody.
Stay hungry.
This has been a Plytus Media production.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Ciabatta collection. How do you want it?
Ooh, I'll take the slam poetry.
Sure.
Italian ciabatta with fresh mozzarella. When hunger reigns, you're my flavor umbrella. Tasty garlic steak and provolone. With you, my taste buds are never alone. Savory chicken pesto, you have my affection. For you complete the ciabatta collection. Thank you. Get them before they're gone at Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.